Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you, we bless your name, we exalt you, we magnify your holy name. Thank you for another day in our lives. Thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking up, our going out and our coming in. We thank you for your daily provision for all manners of benefits that you load us with on a daily basis. We thank you, Lord, for your wonderful plans to us and our families. We say glory be unto your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our future we know is secured in you. Inasmuch as we are connected to you, we know, Lord, that we have a better tomorrow. And we say glory, honor, adoration, and praises be unto you, our God. We commit this day's broadcast into your holy hands. And we say, Lord, come and speak to us. Visit us, Lord. Let there be salvation of souls. Let there be deliverance. Draw us closer and closer to you by the reason of this broadcast. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome once again to this program, Commanding Your Day. Indeed, the Lord will visit you specially today. He will single you out for a special promotion in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'm going to share with you what I titled, Make God's Work Your Priority. Make the work of God your priority. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Haggai. Haggai chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 1 to verse 15. Haggai 1, 1 to verse 15. Say, in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai, the prophet, to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Thus says the Lord of hosts, these people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai, the prophet. Is it a time for you yourself to dwell in your paneled houses, while this house lies in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages doth so to put them into a bag of holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the hills and bring wood, and build the house that I may take pleasure in it, and that I may be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, and behold, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why? Declares the Lord of hosts. Because of my house that lies in ruins, while each of you busies himself with his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you have withheld the dew, and the earth has withheld its produce, and have called for a drought on the land, and the hills on the grain, the new wine, the oil, on what the ground brings forth, on man and beast, and on all their labors. Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people feared the Lord. And Agai, the messenger of the Lord, spoke to the people with the Lord's message. I am with you, declares the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and walked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. On the 24th day of the month, in the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king. But the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we can see what happened there. That was the story of the children of Israel that have been taken as exile from their homeland, and they have abandoned the temple of the Lord. And the Almighty God was not happy with them because of that. And he said, look, you guys, you are working. You have all the money you are earning. You are putting it into a leaking pocket that as you put the money there, it's falling off. Brothers and sisters, why? It's because they have failed to do that which they need to do. They have not put God first. May you begin to put God first in all areas of your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. People have become disinterested in the work of God. The word of God has been relegated to the background. I pray that the Lord will begin to open our eyes to know that the word that is most important in our life is to do the will of God, is to please Him. And as we please the Lord Himself will begin to move mightily on our behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, do not let the storm of life discourage you from doing the work of God. Every one of us, at one time or the other, we are going to face one challenge or the other. Even I want you to know that a problem solved is a problem created. You are looking for a wife, the moment you get a wife, or you are looking for a husband, the moment you get the husband, another problem arises. And that's the problem, how are we going to have children? And you have the children, how are you going to bring them up? So a problem solved is a problem created. So having to experience challenges and storms in life is not a reason for us to say, I'm not going to serve this God. It's not a reason for us to neglect the work of God. It's not a reason for us not to worship this God. Whether you worship Him, whether you do His will or not, that doesn't change Him from being God. He is God Almighty. And so the only person that is going to lose out is you. And I pray that you will not lose out in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. At times we procrastinate in the things of God. We say, okay, I will do it later. Brothers and sisters, you cannot procrastinate. In fact, the moment the Spirit of God tells you to do something, stirs up your spirit, immediately you have to do it. I pray that the Almighty God will deliver you from every spirit of procrastination in the mighty name of Jesus, and you begin to put God first, the things of God as a priority in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, when we are talking about doing the will of God, part of the will of God, making a priority is going out there and sharing the good news. Telling the people about the goodness of our God. Every one of us is called to be an evangelist. Every one of us is called to share the good news. Do not be intimidated. Do not look at their faces. All you need to do is to speak to God to give you the boldness to share the good news. And indeed, the Lord will put His word into your mouth. And as you do so, the Spirit of God will come down. And there will be conviction in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us not neglect the work of God. Let us not neglect His work, because if we do so, we are playing with fire. The Bible tells us in that Agai that we read in that verse 6, say, you have so much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages does so to put them into a bag with holes. I pray that will not be your portion. You will not walk like an elephant and begin to eat like a grasshopper in the mighty name of Jesus. The spirit of devourer shall be far, far, far away from you, because henceforth you are ready to give all to God. You are ready to prioritize the things of God. You are ready to share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are ready to show the love of Christ to other people around you. And as you do so, the Almighty God Himself will move on your behalf in the name of Jesus. So today, brothers and sisters, I'm telling us, just as we read in that verse 7, He said, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Let us consider our ways. Let us take an inventory of what we have been doing. Have we placed God as our priority? Or we only go to this God when we need something? We want God to give us His best, but we are always ready to give God the crumbs. God does not deserve to be given the crumbs. He deserves our best. And I pray that from this day henceforth, God will stir up our spirit, man, and we begin to give God the best in our lives. And then also talking about building the temple, don't forget that your body is also the temple of God. And so what I'm talking about is that you need to build up your spirit, man. Your spirit, man, you need to feed your spirit, man. Do not starve your spirit, man, of the things of God. Many of us, we do not read the Bible, we do not pray, we do not do anything that comes with God. Maybe on a Sunday, we just go to church. And now, even because some of the services are now virtual, some of us don't even go to church again. So we need to take things of God very seriously. Take things of God very seriously. Jesus Christ was saying in the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 33. He says, sell your possession and give to the needy. Provide yourself with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in heaven that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there will also be your heart. Brothers and sisters, where is your heart? Is your heart in the things of God? We need to look at ourselves and say, am I doing what will please my God? Am I doing what will please Him? If I'm not doing that which will please Him, then we need to ask God for forgiveness of our sins so that we begin to please Him. Many of us, we have talents for us to use in the house of God, but we have failed to use those gifts. Brothers and sisters, the one who has given you the gift can take that gift away from you. I pray that the Lord will not take the gifts He has given away from you in the mighty name of Jesus. But you know, the more you use that gift for His kingdom work, the more you increase. I pray you will increase in the name of Jesus. The talent, the gifts, the blessing that the Lord has given you, we continue to work stronger and stronger, because from now on, you have decided to use those blessings, those gifts, for the advancement of the kingdom of God. So brothers and sisters, let us make God our number one priority. And as you do so, the heavens, your heavens will open in the name of Jesus. The dew of heaven will fall upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You begin to experience the flowing waters even in the dry area of your life, because you are now putting God first. And as you do so, doors of opportunities will open on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Where you have been rejected, God will make you to be accepted again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you have not even accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I am giving you this unique opportunity for you to accept Him and for you to just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. It's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that you forgive them their sins and write their names in the book of life. For everyone who have heard this word, tear up their spirit, man. Give them a renewed hunger, a renewed desire to do your will every day of their lives in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.